I suppose in a way, it was inevitable that Cyril Ramaphosa last night was going to say we're staying at level one, because you can't accuse foreign governments of being unscientific in restricting the movement of South Africans into their country and essentially restricting the movement of their citizens to our country, because very few of their citizens would want to come to our country because of the difficulty of getting back into their countries of origin. You can't call that unscientific and then restrict seriously the movement of South Africans, because that would be equally unscientific. But there was still a sense of relief when at about 20 past 8 last night it became clear that, for the moment at least, restrictions were not going to change. And that the speech followed a meeting of the National Coronavirus Command Council on Saturday, and then the meeting involving the president and the nine premiers, which happened yesterday. So present was the Western Cape Premier Alan Windey. Very strange to be talking to you at this hour of the day, Alan. Good morning.
Morning, John. Yes, it is. Normally in the afternoon. But good morning. Yeah, good to be with you.
Well, without breaking confidentiality, can you give us a sense of whether there was a real risk of further lockdowns emerging out of the weekend's meetings?
No, there wasn't. I mean, the build-up to last night, I think the feeling around the country, because there was this announcement of this new variant, I think looking at, you know, a fairly sizable rapid increase, specifically in counting of cases, you could feel there was an angst and a panic all over. If I just look at the messages I was getting, the conversations I was having, people were really tense and nervous, and I suppose it was definitely exacerbated by all of the airlines, cancelling their flights to various destinations. So there was definitely this feeling. I just wish we could harness that energy and say, let's all just pump it straight into vaccines, because we need to keep on getting our numbers up. And I think the question now for us is, it's going to be 2 weeks until we are probably gathered again, and then we're going to have to have some tough conversations if the numbers carry on increasing like they are.
Do you as the Premier, or does the government which you lead in the province, have any powers around vaccine mandates or anything like that? Is there anything you can do, or does it have to be left up to institutions like universities and the like, or central government, to say you can't go here, there, and the other place unless you can produce a vaccination certificate?
Okay, so, I mean, I suppose the question would be, or the answer would be, we do obviously have powers directly where we are as an employer, and where we are in control of those spaces, entry and exit, etc. And then I suppose the rest of it is, are we able to influence at a national level? And, as was said yesterday by the president, that's what the team is busy looking at. And of course, we do influence in that team. Obviously, we would also have to have discussions at our political party level too.
Why hasn't the provincial government instituted a mandate for people who work for the provincial government to be vaccinated? If you have that power, why haven't you exercised it?
I suppose because we as a political party are still in a position where vaccinations are a choice and not mandatory. So it would be difficult to be having that as a political party position and then doing it in government.
I'm going to push you on this. It sounds as if you're not entirely in sync with the political party decision.
No, I am. I mean, I'm definitely a person of choice at the moment. I haven't changed my mind on that.
Come on, Alan. You're in much better touch with the figures than I am. And even from my slightly distanced perspective, it is absolutely clear that the number of South Africans who want to be vaccinated have been vaccinated. And that is largely true for many weeks now. So it surely is as clear as table mounts, not particularly clear in the morning mist, but on a clear day, it's as clear as Table Mountain is that people need something else to get vaccinated. And, you know, you can't keep pleading with people to get vaccinated because a staggeringly low number of people are answering that plea.
92% of insured people in our province are vaccinated. It's 42% of the uninsured that are vaccinated. So that's where the problem lies. And that's really coming down to access. So that is the discussion that I am having this week with our mayors. We've got our new mayors to say, how are we getting it decentralized in our towns? I don't know if you know, but Franschhoek, a good few months ago, said as a town, we're a tourism town, and we will, as the town itself, take responsibility. And Franschhoek are now sitting at 85% vaccinated, which is an unbelievable number. And they've done that without mandatory vaccines. So I think that's excellent. And we've got to see how we can roll that out across the board. And really, it is about access to uninsured citizens. That's the real, real issue.
And granted, some of those uninsured citizens find it practically very difficult to get vaccinated because they simply don't have the 35 or 40 or 50 rand or whatever it would cost to take a taxi to their nearest vaccination site, which is too far for them to walk, and there isn't a cheap bus or cheaper train for them to get there. But there are large numbers of uninsured people who are not vaccinated because they don't want to be vaccinated. And at some point, your political party and the government have got to confront that in a more head-on way than you're doing at the moment.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you on that. But our research is showing us that in actual fact, the ones that don't want to are quite a small percentage, and that it definitely has been accessed. And that's why you've seen us develop what we call the Vaxi Taxi. So that's it was like an ambulance setup, which we've now converted into a mobile vaccine unit. The vaccine units arrived. They put up a tent, put some loud hailing. The last time I was in Guguletu with the vaccine taxi, that it was squeezed in between the shacks. There was loud hailing going on. It was actually at a soup kitchen, and suddenly we had, you know, a couple of hundred people coming for their vaccines. And so it really is about getting out into those areas.
If your political party is, for the moment, a political party of choice, then why do you not require vaccines to engage with the provincial government and set up vaccination stations at provincial government offices where people do need to engage with, and if they're unable to present proof of vaccination and they want to engage with the government, you say there's a station doing the one-shot J&J vaccine. When you have got your vaccination, bring proof of that back and you can engage with the provincial government.
Okay, I must think about that. If I look at where our access points are for vaccinations, I mean, we had them in our own entrance hall of our government building here in the city. We've got them, I mean, we've got more access, vaccine access points than any other province across this province. So we've got the points. But the question that you're asking is, when are we going to have that discussion that says this is going to be our mandate of you can only enter this building if you've got a vaccine, and we haven't got that finalized yet.
Alan Windey, thank you very, very much for talking to us this morning, the Western Cape Premier.